At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Canceled. Don't remember doing this at all.
I can only hold myself accountable.
Canceled.
I object!
Look how good my life is.
So what else? Cancel me.
Tanimosha is canceled.
Welcome back to another episode of the Canceled Podcast. And today, we are live in bed in Dallas,
Texas.
Y'all.
You love to see it, really.
Brooke and I really, we're really showing out right now.
You guys had your cool hats. I had to borrow my hat from Neeksha.
I don't know how country that hat is, I'm going to be honest.
It's not very country. It's more Mary Poppins.
But I love that for you. I'm loving that you're still matching the hat vibe.
Thank you. I had to.
I'm more drunk than them. I did more shots than them.
She is, in fact.
Yes, yeah, she's a traitor. She went downstairs and took shots without us.
We're actually
going through a
checkout in our room right now.
we were supposed to check out hours ago. Our room keys just stopped working.
To be fair, that's our favorite phrase on this podcast. It's
to
so
be
bad.
Fair,
I booked this room through Monday, and then I went downstairs, and the front desk lady was so sweet, but she also took a shit on my face.
Tell the people what really happened. It's not, because I was there when she checked in for this hotel.
Oh. I don't remember that shit.
She said checkout is Sunday, and she said I might want to extend till Monday. And she goes, okay, well, do you want us to do that right now? And she goes, actually, I'll let you know tomorrow. I'll just come down and extend it tomorrow. She never went down.
So checkout was a few hours ago. They just informed us that they will be interrupting this podcast in 30 minutes to kick us out of the room.
But also, W Hotels, we love you. I've worked with you in the past. This is not a
shame. She made a song about you. I'm at the W.
I'm at the W. Oh my God. Everyone's been making that joke to me so much all week.
Well, you are at the W, baby.
I know. I can't lie. I think nothing makes me cringe more than the fact that I truly wanted to be a rapper.
Yeah. No, you were really talented for a second.
The worst thing, I think, to ever happen.
Hunter, I think it's so funny that, first of all, obviously.
I'm sorry, my hand's behind you. I kind of feel like I'm a little hot over here, so just don't mind it.
Yeah, no, you should totally interrupt my statement for the podcast to say that. That's like amazing.
No, Tana's never interrupted anyone before.
I think it's just funny that we shot so many music videos, and back in the day when I made the W song, maybe you did, because I don't remember. Yes. Clearly my memory is not the best. We never presented the idea to make our W music video at the W.
Like, no, you didn't have the kind of money.
It wasn't even on the table. She couldn't afford the W. She's no, like, I'm outside the W.
No, we were in Santa Monica, a street we did not pay for. Like,
oh my God. And that day, do you remember what I did?
Remember what I did?
What'd you do?
I fell off a mountain trying to catch the drone. Like, fully fell off a whole cliff and was like bleeding out of my arm.
I would have paid to see it.
I forgot about that. And your
dinner.
No. But we rented this guy's car, right? And it was like not even rented, like asked a favor of someone. And they brought us a really nice car to shoot on, but it was wrapped with like a Geographic print. Mm-hmm. And I was wearing high heels, and Hunter was taking photos of me. I'm not proud of this moment. On the front of this car, and I put my heel in the front and like moved forward and ripped the entire wrap of this guy's car, like a $20,000. Job,
but way then, more than $20,000 job. It was a Audi R8 right when it came out as well. And the line of her heel went from the top of the hood all the way down to the edge of it. And then she said, Hunter, we gotta go. And I said, yeah. Uh-huh.
To be fair, I later offered to pay him back in pussy. It didn't work. We didn't fuck. But right. I mean, you know,
are you admitting online that you solicited sexual acts in exchange for product?
No, it's more so like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
In exchange for forgiveness, actually.
Yes. No, exactly. Fair. Like, I'm so sorry I ripped your car. Like, do you want to
blow job?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't think anyone should be mad about my sexual actions, though, because this entire trip, Brooke and Hunter have decided to fully adapt their only personality trait being that they're fucking.
Sorry about that, guys. We, in fact, are fucking.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. We are not.
I've never even kissed Hunter.
Not even once.
Except for the
But it's funny to joke about.
Except last night.
Yeah, except last night.
They're having so much fun with this, but to the point that Neeksha and I are here, and we've been made very uncomfortable. Neeksha and I keep saying
very uncomfortable.
I would so much rather you guys I would rather watch you guys fuck for 30 minutes than spend every waking moment with you guys. Like,
that can be arranged.
Yeah, that's
pretty
wild.
Just let us know. Oh, however, Tana's new threat get whenever she, like, I'm doing something that she doesn't like, is to, like, she like, today she threatened that she would start doing her own sexual acts. Yeah. Yesterday at a restaurant, she was behaving inappropriately, and I was, of course, I was mortified, as I always am in a public
but
setting.
But you're also mortified by my entire existence, so maybe...
She told me if I didn't take a shot, she would get naked in the middle of the restaurant, and then proceeded to actually start stripping.
Anytime I do something, or don't do something for her, she just slowly takes her clothes off until I do it.
I'm not gonna lie, threatening people with public nudity works, y'all. Like, if you ever want something done, just tell everyone you'll get
naked. Also, we do not recommend this to everybody. You don't just get naked.
If you're over 18, I recommend it. I fucking recommend it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're up to our
Oh, is that like super illegal?
Yes. No, well, public if you do it to people who aren't your friends, we don't mind seeing you naked.
Yeah, like, I mean...
Speak for yourself.
I mean, just to be fair, it's... You know, honestly, I'm going to move on. All right. This. So, guys, I'm single.
Oh, yeah, they know.
Yeah. Everyone knows.
Oh, baby, they know. They know in Belgium.
I think the only good thing that... funny thing, at least, nothing good came out of this, of my breakup, is the fact that you guys mocking me was very funny. It's kind of a trend right now. If you want to take a photo of yourself on your Instagram story and mock me and just say that you're single, feel free to join in.
We've talked about this before. Every time they got in an argument, she would just be like, I fucking hate this guy, blah, blah. And this time it's for real. And we think, we don't really know. She posted maybe roughly 12 seconds after the phone call of the breakup that I'm single with a smiley face on her Instagram
story.
I
think it was a white heart.
No, it was a smiley face, but it was a passive aggressive smiley face. Yes. I was definitely very angry. Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's not that I'm happy to be single. Of course, I wish it were. Like, love him to death. You guys always vouch the fact, Chris, great friend, great person.
I love him. Amazing. And what do we get if by the time this podcast comes out, you guys are back together?
Maybe like, well, I don't know, like a measly million.
I'll settle for rent.
Fair enough. I understand. To be honest with you, though, I think that this relationship and this breakup.
Yes.
And I'm saying this with a grain of salt because tomorrow I could just be back on my bullshit.
Right.
But I think I'm at my wit's end of toxicity.
Okay.
I think that might be my and nobody believes me.
I really don't believe it at all. But
I completely understand why you.
But it is very awesome that you think that.
I wouldn't believe me either, to be fair.
Yeah.
So I'm saying it fully with a grain of salt, but I think that my past few relationships have definitely possessed a lot of toxicity, and this, I'm at my wit's end. I don't know if I can do it anymore. I think my next human, once I heal, because I'm not going to make a dumb move like jump into another relationship like I have in the past,
proud of you,
will be someone who isn't toxic or creates toxic energy with me.
This is growth, guys. I don't know if you've ever seen her in her past relationships. Probably every person has. Her saying this is amazing. I actually tried setting up with someone. Didn't go very well.
Well, he just served me. He was a billionaire. Thank you, Hunter. I met with him in Dallas this weekend, obviously after my breakup.
Of course.
He was offered to me first and then he got swooped.
But to be fair, you can swoop him back. No. So I've never met someone with more virgin energy. I love him to death. Like, we'll be amazing friends, but I mean, wow.
Yeah.
But I think in the past, I thought that being toxic was like a quirky personality trait. Maybe I still think that.
In the past, that was yesterday.
The old me, like 3 hours ago.
That's the old
you guys
Kanye.
Don't know me anymore. I'm a new bitch. I thought it was very quirky, and I'm starting to realize that that's not the life I want to live. So, good. I mean, I guess, yeah.
Turning over a new leaf, some might say.
Some might say, yeah. So, I mean, I don't even know. I'm so sad that you're going on tour because I'm going to try to heal from this rationally. But you know me. I love a good distraction. And
I just want you to be
on tour now.
Like, single for a while. I've never seen you be single for more than like 30 seconds. Yes.
I agree.
And this is the time to be single. Pete Davidson is single.
And to be honest with you, I mean, obviously last week I was in a relationship and we found out Pete was single and I had to really hold back my excitement. And I don't mean that in a hurtful way. That's just my number one celebrity crush. It is Brooks, too.
You didn't even hold back your excitement. You found out while we were all together and then he was sitting next to you and he said, oh my God, Pete Davidson's single again. Next to him, and I was like, holy shit.
I mean, sorry.
But he looks at like the waitress and Tana's like, I'm gonna beat your ass.
Yeah, very true.
Toxic. Moving on. That's the old me, you guys.
Another news, Brooke tried texting Pete the other day and it sent green. So
I did.
Well, dude, I mean, I think that it'd be fun.
He either blocked me or changed his number. I'm gonna go with blocked me. Or changed his
blocked
number.
Me is cooler because that means he put forth energy.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if he blocked me because the last message I sent him, Tana wrote herself. She drafted it on her own and sent it without my permission.
Okay, to be fair. Okay, I mean, so here's the thing. So Brooke matched First of all, I never say this. People always ask me my number one celebrity crush and I just lie. I'm like, right. I don't know, because I don't want to claim that, because I think that obviously Pete Davidson's fans would be like, get a job, stay away from him. Like, and right. I get it. He's flawless. You know what I mean? Like he deserves better than Tana Mojo. Like,
yes,
fully. Okay, suck a dick and die, but moving on. I know, but agreeing just really hurt me. Right. But I lost my train of thought. Oh, so I mean, no, I love him more than anything. He's the number one person ever. I think I know everything about him in a very, maybe creepy, obsessive way. And Brooke, it hurts me to say it.
It hurts me to hear.
No, but now that she's taken, maybe I can
swoop. Backstory, because I, years ago, like before I even think I knew you, I DM'd him on Instagram. He only has Instagram in like sporadic time periods, like when he's promoting something, like if a movie comes out, he reactivates his Instagram, has it for a week, whatever.
Yeah. Very creepy. She knows that.
To be fair, well,
I know that because I messaged him. I said like hi or something, and immediately he goes, just text me because I'm about to delete my Instagram again.
Which is so painful, because the amount of DMs I've sent to him in those sporadic waves and unsent and fully.
I got him at a perfect time. So he DM'd me back and was like, like, here's my number, whatever. We texted for a little while and he was living in New York. He still is living in New York. And I was like, that's so funny that you live in New York, because I'm actually about to be in New York. I, of course, was not about to be in New York, but
booking the next JetBlue Mint flight there. I literally
booked a flight the next day.
And that's not irrational.
And I was there that weekend and I'm texting him like, hey, I'm in New York. Like, what's good?
Flew just there just based on one message, which I love.
My friend was visiting New York that week also. So I was like, I'm like, oh my God, I should just
there was
like,
no
was like
friend.
A, it was like a mutual
it
friend.
Was, it was Savannah.
I don't even know she's there.
Savannah and I went together and I was like, oh, if I see him, I see him. If I don't, like whatever, I'm in New York, but we were texting the whole time. He was sending me voice memos the whole time I was there, and also
which
was,
is insane. I would shit my little fucking.
But he was
pussy.
Filming the Judd Apatow movie, and so he was like odd or like on
set,
a different island. I don't know how New York like really works, but anyway, we never met up, and then years later we match on a dating app. And it's like my second chance. I'm like, funny seeing you here.
And imagine getting two motherfucking chances.
We exchange a couple messages. And
I would give a toe. I would have four toes on one foot if I could have one fucking chance on my granny's grandchildren.
Mm. Well.
Well, let's let him know what happened. I exchange a few messages. Tana decides that she would be better to handle the conversation on her own. And so she texts him, which, by the way, I don't do any drugs. She messages him, I'm high on shrooms. What do I do? Or like something like out of
pocket. But to be fair, here's my thought process. At that time, Pete Davidson was in a very insane mushroom phase. He loved doing mushrooms every single day. No, he didn't fucking tell me that, Brooke, because he leaves
She's
me
like,
on scene.
He knew he told me that.
No. But him and MGK were microdosing mushrooms like every single day. I knew that through
microdosing is not getting absurdly high.
But
on
he
shrooms.
Also gets very absurdly true. High. He did that in his last comedy bit. He discussed that, how he like speaks baby. I know that I'm literally such a sucker. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
But he loves mushrooms. It's a very known thing about him. So I felt like it'd be something that they could. It would A, it's a conversation starter. B, Pete Davidson is very spunky with his sense of humor.
We're about
and
to get
C,
kicked out of the room.
Someone is trying to kick us out of the room right now.
Are we still
D,
rolling?
Oh,
this could
no.
be close.
D, I just felt like it would work. I don't know. I felt like
what
when
happened?
You're messaging a very
did it end? Still going?
Yeah. When you're messaging a very famous guy.
Yeah.
Sup, you two.
Not much. My leg's numb.
My leg is
you
sweating.
You guys are both just, yeah, I'm so hot in this
oh
blanket.
My God, I'm
oh my
sorry.
God, can you guys stop bitching? I'm trying to I don't even know. I just wanted to
whatever.
Be mad.
This morning, Tana decided she's gonna chuck her puff at my head. So I have to wear this hat because it's blocking the huge bump I have in my
no,
head.
No, show them your welt.
He is a welt.
Don't worry about it.
I threw...
Lock it.
Lock the fucking door. Sorry, guys. This is a really... Things are going wrong right now. But
like, I'm at the W. Can't afford a room.
To be fair, we really just want to start doing podcasts in other cities, so we're trying this out, but clearly it's not. I mean, we're literally just
no,
in a hotel
No, I think we
bed.
Can make this work. Comment down below what country or...
What country you'd like to see us in?
Yeah, like with Guam.
I love Brazil.
No, but it's honestly very funny because we could fully be in a hotel room like in LA. Like it's not like
and we're
any
like,
part
we're
of
like,
this.
Welcome right. to Dubai.
No, like Logan Paul when he goes to another city, he's like has a full set there. Like it possesses the other city.
We
like
do.
Like we're just in a bed. Like
we
there's
have,
no
like,
point.
A Dallas. Should we have the Whataburger on the bed with us?
I mean, that's like a Dallas staple. Actually, yeah. I mean, they have that like literally everywhere.
Dallas has actually been so fun, though. We've been definitely getting very ratchet. The
definitely
club scene is here is very different, though.
You guys came in a couple days earlier than I did.
Yeah.
You guys got after it pretty hard.
Yeah, but I was saving myself. I was like, okay, the real day that we block out and go really crazy as a family is going to be the first night that Hunter's here. And then Hunter just decided, oh, I'm going to go in for the night.
Well, Hunter showed up.
Out?
I know, but you didn't really hardly drink.
No, you were not fun last night.
And I'm not pressuring you, but I'm just saying, no, like, you ruined my time.
Last night at dinner, I look at Andre and I go, I came here to have fun with you in Dallas. And he goes, you invited yourself. Like, oh, damn. Like, okay, came with Neeksha fully, like, gotta go, got a blast. Like, you broke my heart.
She invited herself and then invited me to a trip she invited herself to.
Which and is honestly, fair. That's
and I'm glad you guys came. It's our last, like,
he's only being nice because we're on a podcast.
Anyways, no, I was insanely hungover yesterday. I came from a bachelor party in Vegas.
No, he showed up fully puking.
Yeah, I threw up on the flight the entire way here. Didn't go to sleep the night before and then threw up all morning as well. So,
and what'd you have to do that morning?
I had a date roughly 5 minutes after I was throwing up.
Today, canceled listeners, we have some big news from my favorite home security company. Simply Safe just launched their new wireless outdoor security camera. That's right, Simply Safe, the system that U.S. News and World Report names best home security system of 2021, just got even better. This brand new outdoor security camera is engineered with all the advanced tech and security features you want and need to help keep you and your family safe. You guys already know I'm paranoid, I got stalkers, I get very afraid of anyone showing up to my house, so Simply Safe is there to help me. It has an ultra-wide 140-degree field of view, so you can keep watch over your entire yard outside. It has a 1080p HD resolution with an 8x zoom. That means you can zoom in and clearly see things like faces and license plates to help capture critical evidence or see if your ex-boyfriend is outside. It has a built-in spotlight with color night vision, so you can keep an eye on what's going on day and night. It's super simple to set up and usually just takes minutes. It has an easy-to-remove rechargeable battery, so it doesn't need an outlet and can go anywhere on your property. This camera has it all and integrates with your Simply Safe home security system, extending its protection to the outside. Together, it means every door, window, and room are protected, and now your property will be too. To learn more about the exciting new Simply Safe wireless outdoor security camera, visit simplysafe.com/Tana. That's SimpliSafe.com/Tana. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering 20% off your entire new system and your first month service free. Thank you for sponsoring this podcast today, Simply Safe. We love you. Stay safe.
Shay, you better watch your fucking mouth.
God, that's my best friend. You're a real bad bitch. We're going to do a Neeksha podcast soon. Neeksha's actually Hunter's best friend. They've known each other forever. I fully pawned Neeksha off of Hunter. I was like, this is your best friend. Check this
Neeksha's
one out.
Neeksha's just a better version of me all around.
We He's call him
taller, hotter, tall, funnier, everything. More talented, more
successful.
Athletic.
Every single thing.
Kinder.
Saying is true.
Better to be around.
Yeah, no, keep him going.
Neeeksha.
Come on,
Neeksha. Neeksha is Hunter 3.0. And it's funny because they look very similar too. So
he is better though.
Except you're literally just taller, hotter, faster, stronger,
better.
And it
is pretty
better.
Sick because...
And even humbler. He's off camera right now like, no, man, like, I love Hunter. Nah, he knows.
You know, he's very aware.
He fucking knows
what's
good.
And guess what? It's okay. And I rep him.
But so Hunter went to a date, and I think this is so funny too because Hunter, I kid you not, I would insert the clip, but you know, we're in Dallas in a hotel room, don't have everything going on for me. It'll be in my vlog in 8 months. But I guess we could do it in post. But I come into the hotel room from a mysterious place. It doesn't matter where I was. But I come into the hotel room and Hunter just got here, projectile vomiting, and he's going on a date with this girl. And directly after the date, she's going to a day-long Christian convention. And there's nothing wrong with that. I love religious people.
Actually.
I spent so much time when I thought that I wanted Taylor Holder, like going to church with him, loving God. Like, I get it. Like, you could definitely play up the God card for someone. Not that I'm playing up the God card, Taylor, if you're watching this.
She loves
God.
My God is greater.
My God is stronger. Fully.
See, I told you I like God.
You don't. I asked Hunter the other day to name one religious song, and he looks at me deadpan and goes, "Our song is the slam of screen door."
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me, Taylor Swift?
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, "Thank God I didn't try to do that myself." I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. But I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turn your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Stan.
That's it's not a Swiftie. If you were really a Swiftie, you would call it a Swiftie.
I am a Swiftie.
That is true. So he went on a date with this girl who was headed to a Christian convention, extremely hungover. How did the date go, Hunter? What do you think?
I thought it went well. She was super sweet. Everything about her is really awesome. I just think that she probably should be with someone who's like super, super religious.
Speaking of someone that you're with being with someone else, Hunter's other main hoe this week, we found out something about her that I don't think is that bad. I love talking about Hunter's dating life because I feel like Brooke and I kind of talk about our dating life like on TikTok or Twitter, like
way
anything
too much,
like that.
Actually.
So much. We think it's a full personality trait just being with like toxic men.
It is.
But Hunter doesn't talk about it anywhere else, so it's fun to like air him out. I don't mean to do that.
Thank you so much.
But you just found out that
a hoe. She's a nice, wholesome girl.
And there's nothing wrong with being a hoe, you fucking slut shamer. Oh,
calling someone a hoe being slut shamed?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Anyways,
someone informed me this past weekend while I was in Las Vegas that she's actually a undercover porn star. And
there's nothing wrong with that, but it's very funny because Hunter's asked her very much. She has a lot of money, and I'm talking a lot of money, like several Lamborghini Uruses, like lives in an insane high rise, like dripped out in diamonds, like, you know, just like a lot of money.
Yes.
And she does OnlyFans. And I mean, I do OnlyFans. I can't buy 3 Uruses right now. I mean, I guess I could, but it'd be very irresponsible. Is so. And I mean, when I'm looking at our OnlyFans numerics, they're pretty similar. If not, I it doesn't
you
matter.
Bought her OnlyFans?
No, so yeah, I bought her OnlyFans actually.
Wow.
Why am I like this?
Was it fire?
It was fire, but also unlike anything I've ever seen. She does some very different things on OnlyFans. Not even crazy, just different. And but nothing even sexual, just different.
Right.
And I've always wondered how she has that much money, and I guess we found out that she's been not telling Hunter the whole truth and doing some crazy porn.
I still don't believe it. I think
why don't you just become a porn star?
I believe it.
I don't want to be a porn star.
She's hot.
Yeah, she's insane.
She's
beautiful.
So hot. She's literally so fucking hot. We're at the W right now. I'm at the W, and we went to the rooftop the other day, and I met this girl who was a fan, and she was very sweet. And she was like, "Oh, what are you doing today?" I was like, "Oh, swimming by the pool." And I was like, "Oh, what are you doing today?" And she's like, "I'm actually about to get gangbanged and double penetrated. Like right now, I'm a porn star, but she does CGI porn. She has someone CGI her face."
No, I think she said that she just had no face in it, or like they blurred out her face. I don't think that she.
No,
like,
she was saying he edits it, and it takes 30 hours.
Oh.
No, cool. Fully. I was grilling her because I was like, I want to get gangbanged if someone can CGI my face.
Whose face would you put on your face getting gangbanged? Like, who do you want to see get gangbanged?
Who do I want to see get gangbanged? Margot Robbie, and I want to be a part of the gangbang. Oh, I'm so in love with her. It's
so,
like a whole
so
thing.
Incredibly hot.
I was trying to fuck this girl for so long because she looks like Margot Robbie, but then she ended up being crazy. But like,
guess who?
Ain't that the truth?
It's fine, whatever. I really want to get gangbanged though.
I've been watching gangbang porn insane. Lately. Have you ever seen gangbang porn?
I've not seen gangbang porn.
You've never seen a porn of a gangbang.
I'm not really interested in seeing like 12 dicks.
No, I understand.
Can't relate.
It's like one girl up like this, like her legs are up like this, and then it's one guy like fucking her pussy, one fucking her asshole, one fucking her mouth, sometimes several people in those holes, and then she's jacking off dicks too.
So
that is absolutely insane.
And now that I said that all out loud, I realize that it looks a little bad me saying that I want to do it. It's more so that I feel like I've tried a lot of things, so I'm trying to branch out.
If you're going to branch out, I think it's like skydiving, you know, scuba diving maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's getting gangbanged.
Well, my business email is below. If you'd like to gangbang me, let me know.
Kyla's going to be going through like, what the fuck
she's
are
like,
these?
5,000 emails of gangbang query.
Speaking of, I don't even know, toxic people that we've spent some time with, we got a lot of hate on the last podcast.
We are really sorry about that. And by we, yeah. I mean, it's really her fault.
That's what you should tell them.
Y'all really love her.
Hunter, the comments are your team, Brooke. You're really going to say it's her fault. You're about to be
because
next.
Because you guys love her so much. That's why it's like her fault.
Well, we love her so much. I guess in the moment, I kind of assumed. Niksha, we got to go. I guess in the moment, I just kind of thought it was more banter energy and was trying to play along to it. But watching it back, I've loved Harry. I've spent a lot of time with him as a friend. I think he came into set with an energy that he doesn't always possess.
He's also sober.
I know, but he was also like on go. For sure, I love you to death, Harry, but you were on go.
Yeah, I think he was going through it or something that day. I can't recall a time where he's ever acted like, no, it was just like rude like that. I did.
Oh, come on.
No, I agree.
Jam again.
I think it was an anomaly. Harry.
He was rude.
Harry's been a very good friend to me and a very sweet person. And anytime I spend time with him, he's a very good guy. But obviously in that podcast, it's undeniable. The energy just came across very interesting.
It came out the wrong way, maybe. And
anyway, they're both huge bullies and I hate them.
No, 100%. Ooh. Hunter and Harry should honestly just fuck. No. I don't know why anyone ever shipped me with Harry or you with Harry. I think that it's Hunter should just suck his cock.
I have no interest in that, but thank you for the offer. Harry,
I wouldn't recommend it to a friend.
I think that, Brooke, I'm not going to lie. I think you should continue to be like exactly the energy you are because I think, I'd be pissed.
No, I don't mind Harry. I don't dislike Harry. I feel no type of way toward Harry at all.
There you go.
If I fuck someone and then they possess an energy, like,
I don't fuck with. Like, if a guy, it happened to me a lot in college where, like, I'd hook up with a guy and then afterward they'd be all of a sudden be, like rude or, like, not want to talk to me. And it's I didn't want to fuck you that bad anyway. Like,
right. It's also just, like, I think if you're putting your genitals together,
right,
you did that.
Collab.
So don't collab. So
and
don't
it's like, possess it's an deci- energy. It's deciding when it's like okay for you to talk about it and like make me uncomfortable in front of people. Like we've been at dinners where he'll be like, well, yeah, you sucked my dick that one time. And then like we say it on the podcast and he's like, why would you bring that up?
Interesting.
Which is just.
Have you denied any fucks?
I denied Bryce Hall for years.
Oh, you did? I forgot.
I did. Okay. Bryce Hall and I definitely like fucked.
So
like,
why'd you deny? Because you didn't want to deal with the.
Because he said I sucked his toes on Twitter and
you
I was
did,
sick.
Though.
You did.
I know, but there's no
often.
Need to just straight up like we were Twitter fighting and then he said like, fuck you. You sucked my toes. So obviously I just couldn't go down bad like that. You know what I mean?
Dude, like
but
I said, I'm going to lie.
I did.
Lying solves
I'm
everything.
Make him.
But I've never really lied about fucking anyone other than Bryce. And now that he's, you know, clouded and amazing and grown so much, I no longer deny it.
You're doing
it,
a video right now.
Yeah.
I mean, good timing. I'm down for that to be like completely, completely cut off. You
That's
know what
very
I mean?
Cool.
So stay gorgeous. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who's next on your list? Now that you're single again, who do you think you're going to attack next?
Who are you interested in?
Not that it's an attack.
Right. No, like.
I just meant like go after.
Right. But also, maybe you shouldn't. Maybe
I was actually
chill.
Just gonna say I'm not like specifically looking for anyone. I mean, you're completely right, though. It's not realistic, absolutely at all.
Right.
Someone's
getting.
I've been debating. I've actually been sincerely debating apologizing to my ex all day, but no one will let me. I'm not gonna say which one.
No,
and there's no need to say it.
Today, one of her exes decided to DM her after seeing that she was single, and I really
the worst one, the literal worst.
Well, they're talking about Brad too, so I'm just gonna say it.
No, I don't want to give him the platform. He wants the clout so bad.
I agree.
This guy really was just a horrible person when they were together towards me and towards everyone. I just wasn't a fan.
That's why Hunter's bad, not because he was bad to me, because he was bad to him.
Yeah, to be honest, like I didn't do anything wrong. And
he was just very threatened by our friendship, but I do think at the time there was a larger stigma around our friendship. Now we are very clear about being friends, but at the time I think a lot of people thought we weren't.
Anyways, he provided nothing.
Nothing.
No, I mean, obviously he cheated on me.
No hungry tigers. That's exactly how I feel.
And obviously
he was a hungry tiger. And guess what?
He cheated on you. How did he cheat on you?
No, 100%. Obviously, at the end of the day, I'm not going to defend anyone who cheated on me. We've made amends and I do forgive him. And I hope he's better now. And like, we're on chill terms.
Nice.
It's not like we talked that much. I FaceTimed him one time in Miami. You absolutely screamed at me for that.
Yeah,
you were sick, furious. I was at dinner. Brad and I are on good terms. Last time we were in Miami, I FaceTimed him and Hunter was absolutely sick at me for even doing it. You were furious. We were at this dinner. Furious.
Yeah,
I just wanted to be on good terms because I think that's something that you can take for granted sometimes, being on good terms with your ex. Speaking of the one I want to be on good terms with, text me, call
me
back.
Agree.
But
yeah, I think I didn't like the way he treated you afterwards and during, and because of that, I'm out.
I agree.
Also, like,
for those reasons, I'm out. Word to Shark Tank. For those reasons, I'm out.
But,
no, I was fully sitting next to single Jack Galinsky FaceTiming Brad Sousa. Like, get it together.
Daddy. Can we get Jack Galinsky, Sammy, other Jack, can we get them on the podcast and have just like a big podcast orgy?
And then
not like actual, but like the idea.
No, I've had moments where I absolutely debated having an orgy with all of them.
No, I didn't mean a literal orgy. I meant like
of them. I actually haven't fucked any of those people, but a few of them might have eaten my ass. So
on a roof, and she won't let us forget it.
No, because it was so amazing. He ate my ass on a roof, and it was so iconic. Like, we were on there was a whole house party too, hundreds of people downstairs, and we snuck up on this roof, and he ate my ass. We didn't do anything else. We made out. And he ate my ass. I cannot make this up. That's all that happened. Like, that's iconic.
Cerebral is an online mental health service that offers prescription medication, counseling, and therapy for anxiety, depression, ADHD, insomnia, and more. I have all of those. I think I should sign up for Cerebral right now. Cerebral is one of the few services that provides prescription medication online through a licensed provider and ships medication straight to your door. They have unlimited messaging with your care team, and with the Cerebral mobile app, it's like having your own personal care team wherever you are. Connect with your counselor and therapist on your own schedule through your laptop or through the Cerebral mobile app. Schedule sessions based on what's most convenient for you. You don't have to wait weeks to be seen, and you can do your sessions on a laptop or phone, so you can always find an area at home where you're most comfortable. Cerebral's affordable treatments are one-third of the price of traditional therapy. And for listeners of Canceled, you can receive 65% off your first month of medication management and care counseling at GetCerebral.com/Tana. Go to GetCerebral.com/Tana for 65% off your first month. That's just a total of $30 to get started. Join Cerebral today on their mission to make quality mental health care accessible and affordable for all. Thank you, Cerebral. We love what you're doing.
Brooke is obsessed with reading the podcast comments. I'm talking like every 8 seconds.
It makes me feel so happy.
If you're
Until it doesn't.
If you're commenting on this podcast right now, just know Brooke is absolutely reading it, reacting to it, and taking
literally a podcast comment is never up for more than 30 seconds before I see it. I'm checking them that
she's
often.
She's like, report.
I like all the
100%. I told Brooke the other day that it's important in a possession of attention or fame to remember that you are indifferent of all opinions of you, whether they're good or bad. Some, you know, at every moment, people are calling you Jesus and telling you to kill yourself,
yes,
but you are neither. Oh my God. But you are neither. You're neither of those things.
I love you, and Jesus.
For the love. And Brooke looked at me and she said, well, I'll remember that when they're bad about me.
Well, yeah, because I don't need to be indifferent of people's opinions of me if they're nice.
Yeah, but just never get too high, never get too low, folks.
I know.
But Brooke is too high right now, so continue to gas her.
I'm very humble. I just really appreciate all of this support.
But I also agree that after the last podcast.
No, I just honestly, okay, this is what it is. I left that podcast. Everyone knows. Everyone here was there.
Yes.
And I left it being like, I felt so weird after that.
The energy was off.
I felt just so uncomfortable after it. And I was like, this is
our
just
podcast
like,
producer
weird.
Offset going.
Well, because I said that to everybody. And I never, we get sent the episodes obviously before they come out. I never listened to it because I was like, this is like, I just made me feel so awkward. I didn't even want to hear it.
Right.
And so then I was validated by the comments, like all the people being like, wait, that was fucking weird. And
100%.
So I was like,
nice.
I actually was just going to say, you deserve the gas after that episode. Like, I appreciate that everyone, because I mean, like, obviously, there were people in the comments being like, oh my God, Tana was defending Harry so hard. I think I was just trying to keep the vibe less awkward and like give him shit and like whatever. But like, I would die for Brooke. Obviously, you know that she's my best friend. Like, I would defend Brooke absolutely to the core. So it's like seeing people like resonate with the fact that that like was not on her is important.
Right. It's also important to note that we have creative control over the podcast. At any point, if I were to be like, okay, I don't want that in, that makes me actually so uncomfortable, I would have had it cut.
Right.
So it's like, it's not like they're just like bullying me on the podcast and I have no control over it. Like, we all banter and like we all say things. I talk about how Tana doesn't shower and she smells. She actually doesn't smell. But
she doesn't smell,
I actually smell
her
literally.
Feet smell like shit right now, though.
They
I don't
do.
Know
they really do. But I keep rinsing them. Yesterday before I went to
I
see
keep
a boy.
Rinsing them. She goes like this and like drops water on them. She's like,
It's really the way that I thought that was like a good remark back. I was like, check this one out. I keep rinsing them.
But the point is, as long as I'm going to feel like comfortable dishing it, I'm going to be able to accept it. But it's like.
Right.
Like, I get where people were like, oh. Right.
No, and that's very much our friend group as well. I think that we all have very dark sense of humor and almost enjoy the banter.
Yeah.
It's not like,
oh my God, I am sweating so much.
I know Hunter's absolute like cock sweat is just in the bed.
What?
Love
Brooke's like,
yeah.
Nice. That was my zinger. That was my podcast zinger. I felt good about that one. I'm not gonna fucking lie to you guys. I thought I was gonna go into this podcast today. I was getting ready today on the absolute like brink, like literally like borderline. I'm on the edge. That's what mine was. Well, last week our song was like, "These streets will make you feel
brand new."
Because I wanted to be single, but then it happened, and now I'm like, I'm on the edge. But I fully thought I was gonna go into this sad. But it actually cheered me up very much. I think that us talking our shit,
I think so too,
has been really good.
What else is going on this week? Anything?
He's like, you're happy anyways.
Yeah,
I'm away.
I mean, I'm trying to think about pop culture this week, but I feel like not a lot really happened. But also, we've just been blacked out in Dallas to the point that I haven't really like looking at the Twitter trends. Fair. I just looked at my podcast notes and I cannot make this up. The only thing on it is Hunter hit Megan Fox.
Okay, I did not hit Megan Fox. It was an accident. One time, we were at a party, and I was walking past, or she was walking past me, and I was like moving my arm or something like that, and I hit her in the stomach, and she's like, oof. And then—
Literally, Megan Fox oofed him.
And then MGK apologized.
To him.
To me.
He's like, oh, bro, sorry about that.
I see the situation. I think he kind of was like, oh, my bad, we're kind of getting right around. Yeah, so I didn't actually hit her.
I honestly don't know why I brought it up. Just in the moment, it was very funny watching Megan Fox be like, oof. But you're actually about to literally be on tour with her.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yes, I am very excited for tour. And
how excited?
Extremely excited.
How excited?
I'm getting the fuck out of here.
What would you do if Hunter came back with a girlfriend? Like,
what would I
do? Met in like Mississippi.
If she was dope, I'd be happy. I think you'd be sick.
I'm not. You know it's a bit, right?
Come on.
It's a bit. It's for sure a bit,
it's
y'all.
A
no, I'm just kidding. Like, everyone on tour is in a relationship pretty much, except for me. So I don't really see it as like a crazy
Nessa and Jaden give me hope. Nessa and Jaden definitely give me hope. I know
really,
a lot of people have such controversial opinions about Nessa and Jaden, but I think that people often forget the fact that they're so young. Think about at their age how many times like, and I know people are gonna be like, oh my God, homie hopping, that's not right, or like whatever the fuck. But like, I don't know about y'all, but at their age, I definitely did some shit like that.
Like, you're 19 years old, 18.
I do some shit like that
too. Like,
to this day.
No. You're like, Mindy's back.
No. I resonate with that. I think that like often people forget that like, when you're in the public eye, you're still a human who lives life, and maybe two people vibe better than two other people.
Especially especially in the social media space, I feel like it's similar to being in like a high school because all these kids have like this like new clout and like it's like the same vibe. They're all like high school age, and realistically, like, Jaden's not gonna date some like random girl with like who has no
you
like,
never know, but I mean
he could but like
he's a good guy.
It's like, you know, it's fun to date or like cool to date somebody who kind of knows what you're going through and like
100%.
Has a similar lifestyle to you.
That's why they're
so
perfect.
It's not so out there for them to like date. 100%. You know what I mean?
Like, their energies match like really, really well.
I
see them together, they interact so well.
They're the same person in a way.
The music that they can create together. They also did something that's really cool. Rather than like go hard in like the TikTok space and influencer space,
did something they're passionate about.
They did something they're passionate about and went the music route.
And doing
they're super successful and it's awesome.
Sorry to cut you off, bro. Doing what you love with someone that you love too is the best, absolute best feeling in the world, in my opinion. So I like 100% am so happy for that. I mean, maybe I'm too far for saying this, but I've from all parties have heard a lot lot of off-camera tea that makes me resonate with why they did that, especially Nessa. I think that one thing that I really respect about Nessa is she, because if I were in Nessa's shoes, I think that she withholds a lot of, you know, maybe this is just my opinion, but she withholds a lot of things she could say to vindicate herself. She could come on and say, and fuck y'all because of this, and fuck everybody because of this.
And
she,
everyone would forgive her. 100%. Like, the entire public would be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
She chooses not to.
And she chooses entirely the, like, higher road. Like, you know, when I'm happy, I'm going to make music. I'm going to, you know, say what I feel through my art. And if people want to fucking hate me, they can. And I think that is dope as fuck, because I would be out here swinging on everyone if people were, you know what I mean? Like, definitely doing that. And, like, I think she's a young girl who's actually been through a lot. And it's like, last week on TikTok, there was that video of her in an interview that everyone was like making so viral, of her being like, I, you know, I'm just a broken person. But I mean, like, for real, like, she's been through a fucking lot, and she's such a strong individual. And the fact that they're just like happy is dope. And it's funny because even when I'm like posting them, like, they're so cute, people are like, why would you do that? And I'm like, okay, but like, Mads is happy too. Like, it, like, entirely this situation could be better. Maybe I'm wrong for saying that, you know, but I mean, and even for, I'm not saying that even in shade to Josh, because it's like, I hope he finds exactly what makes him happy as well, you know? Like, it's just, I don't know. I think it's not as bad as people make it out to be. It's more so that they're just in the entire public eye. People forget that people are human, for
people
sure.
Do forget that. That's for,
we just got so deep, and I want someone to vindicate me like this in my current relationship, honestly, my current breakup.
Not gonna happen.
No, yeah, I don't feel like it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's very different.
You know what? Honestly, fair fucking point.
Yeah.
Fair point. I think, though, that I just want to vindicate myself. I'll stop.
Yeah, no, vindicate yourself.
No, things are looking up, I think, for everyone involved. I think that as much as this is trash, and I probably, you guys definitely come for me for having Twitter fingers, for airing my shit out on social
media. That's what, you have to stop that. That's like my least favorite quality about you, is that you run to the internet, maybe because I've been a victim of it at one point in my life.
Two.
Yeah, you fucking,
because we both have been victims of Miss Mojo.
You guys should, like, fuck
she
about
just,
it.
I get, well, I get how you feel in the moment. You just feel very passionate about something. Yeah. And you're like, and that's your thing. You post on the internet.
No, but I get what you're saying.
But
if I withheld some of it, it would do me definitely more justice. But to
I just think it's important, like, kind of the same way. It's like, if you run to your friend and tell him, like, all the bad things your boyfriend, like, did to you or whatever, they're never going to like him again. Like, you'll forgive him, and, like, no one else will. That's what you're doing, kind of setting Chris up to just be like,
well, I hope people forgive him. It's not that I'm just angry. I think that I to be
you
fair,
tweeted cheaters never win, and he didn't cheat on her.
Correct. Well,
that's it.
I'm going to withhold anything I'm going to say right now, because I'm not trying to slander anyone.
I'm on your team. You're my best friend. I'm on your team. I'm just saying, I wanted people to know that tweet, he did not cheat on her.
Yes. Well,
that we
stay
know.
Stay tuned for the next episode of Canceled. No, I'm just kidding. But
I'm sorry. I'm on your team. I love you.
No, honestly, I'm loving this. I'm loving this entire energy. And I think it's good to have people that challenge you versus yes men around you and who keep it very honest with you. Mm-hmm. So I'm not against that. My only defense is, I've always been this way. In high school, I was like this. Like, I have always been a social media person. And I guess I look at my fans as my friends. I'm just like, I want to update them as my every fucking feeling and mood. But there's definitely a point where I could possess more maturity and not do it. I'm definitely looking forward to the future when I do that, but it's not.
It'll be cool when it happens.
But yeah, listen. Meantime, self-awareness is the most important part. As long as you know what you're doing is a little.
When I really, it's fucked to say, but when I really love and respect someone, I refrain from that more.
Don't say that.
Damn, that's wild.
Yeah, that hurt me.
Yeah,
even.
Hurt me too.
Yeah, okay, you know, honestly, I'm hurt, so maybe I'm just stabbing back. Who knows? It's definitely not a situation where, like, he's so wrong. I think we're both, like, it's just toxic. Like, it's good to.
I almost feel like it would be interesting to see you in a relationship that, like, you don't publicize at all.
100%.
To see, like, all of a sudden you're single and people didn't even know you weren't.
Are you interested?
Like,
would
you ever,
like,
do that?
A private relationship?
I mean, for a long time I didn't publicize what Chris and I were doing, but I guess that's because we weren't official wanted to, like, be a thought. So it doesn't really count. I get what you're saying. I would definitely love to do that. I think right now I'm in a place, though, where that's not as practical, and I almost like being with people who are in my space and understand what I do.
Definitely.
What I would love to see from you is, like, kind of like an Ariana Grande vibe, where she dated someone who's, like, on her,
like,
level
Pete?
Financially. Like, no, Dalton. He's really very successful, but in a very, like, non-public career. I mean, he's a real estate agent. And, like, I would love to see you with somebody who's, like, low-key, but, like, on your level. You know what
when
I mean?
When I spend time with people like that, often it's more of an alone feeling because I feel like they still just don't understand a lot of the things that are a part of your life. But definitely, if I were to ever be able to find someone who maybe was in this space but with a more low-key job and it worked or something like that, that would be amazing. I don't know.
I feel like it can be learned though. Like, I don't think any of us came into it understanding. I met you and I was like, what the fuck is this?
I think it's somewhat can be learned, but I've dated people, even I'm not even in the space on the level that you are, but even just being in it and like working around it. And I dated a girl from San Diego who like, which is a normal working.
She's now pregnant with a kid.
She had the kid.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Buffy makes bedding that is super comfortable and super sustainable. We've all spent sleepless nights worrying about the impact the bedding industry has on the environment, so Buffy decided to change it. Buffy's products are made using only renewable and recycled materials, which makes them as soft on the planet as they are on your bed. Buffy's debut product, the Cloud Comforter, is covered in super soft eucalyptus fabric and filled with fluffy fiber made from 100% recycled bottles. Buffy created the best comforter you've ever slept with. Finally, I'm gonna love something I've slept with. This comforter has over 18,000 five-star reviews. Customers agree that it is the softest, fluffiest comforter they've ever tried. It keeps you at the perfect temperature so you feel cozy without overheating. The eucalyptus is softer than cotton and naturally soothes skin. My favorite thing about Buffy is it's even softer than down comforters while keeping approximately 50 bottles out of landfills and oceans everywhere. And the average down comforter harms 12 geese. Buffy's comforter is entirely cruelty-free. Today, Buffy is offering you a free trial for canceled listeners. You can try a comforter in your own bed entirely for free. If you don't love it, return it at no cost. For $20 off your Buffy comforter today, visit buffy.co and enter code TANA. Again, that's buffy.co, code TANA. Go get a free trial now.
I was dating another girl and she had sex with... Oh my God.
Damn, I would do anything to trade places with her, though.
She sucked his dick while we were dating, and I went through her phone and saw it.
You know, honestly, what if she was lying?
Women lying.
I just want to vindicate. Such a sexy little virgin, though.
He said, come over right now. She went over to his house, sucked his dick, came home. I was like, I read her messages on her phone, and she was like, he didn't come. I just sucked his dick, and I stopped halfway through.
See, if you let me do this, I could assure you would come.
Like, you stopped halfway through. Finish
you
the
can't,
job.
You're not
like,
getting.
I finish the job.
No, at that point, you might. No, I would. Yeah, no, 100% finish the job. And I need someone to finish the job.
We were not going to use his name at all.
There's no way we can keep his name in this. That's so illegal.
Well, just. Okay, we'll bleep it every time, but just know if you're watching this and you know who you are, I would love to just give you that.
Okay.
That neck.
Well,
been trying.
That was happening at the same time. The girl that was my ex before, the girl that just did that.
So what if I made up some bullshit?
She showed,
like this?
It's not bullshit. I was out of town and she's like, hey, can I use your bong? And I was like, sure, like whatever. And then she sends me a photo of her naked on my bed with my bong. I'm like, hope you don't mind if I use this.
But I know you were like, yeah, baby, fucking smoke that.
I was like, yeah, of course not. Go ahead. Maybe put some clothes on, but like, go ahead.
That's not what I said.
No. And then she came the weird part was she stayed friends with my roommate after we broke up. So she would come over to hang out with my roommate.
I remember that.
She didn't know before.
I remember
and then,
so one time.
She'd stay, and then she's like, can I come by and smoke your bong? And I was in my room, and then she.
And this was during the phase that everyone we were ever with hated each other, like we were just talking about with Brad.
Tana's bringing Tana on this trip. I want to applaud you for that, Tana. I don't even know the girl who's in Dallas right now. She has woken up at a totally normal hour every single day that we've been here, completely just ready to go, down for everything, hasn't been sleeping the whole time. We've been on time to everything. We made our flight the first try.
I'm not going to lie, and this is sad to say, but I mean, I've definitely been in a relationship, and it's one of those things where it's definitely the type of relationship where we haven't spent a second without each other, almost in a toxic way. Like the trust just was, it wasn't there. Insecurity was a big factor. Like it was like, you can't really travel without me, like blah, blah, blah. And obviously we were already on rocky terms and I wanted to come here for business and crypto and totally off the side to finesse this billionaire, but then it didn't work out because he's a virgin. We already said that. I thrive the best almost when I'm independent and around people who bring me up. So I've been a lot less depressive this trip, which is beautiful.
That's what Nisha always brings me, like the best headspace. Like, whenever I'm like depressed or going through something like negative,
100%.
We'll do some sort of like breath work or go and get out and go do something that's like really good for your mind. And like now I can see it's rubbing off on you a little bit whenever you get some time with him, which I try keeping very limited for.
No, Hunter's just sick.
And we don't want to corrupt him at a certain point. Yeah. It's like, we don't want him brought down.
No, but exactly. He's look at him off camera being so sweet. Balance. He's like, no, she could never do that. That's like, no.
It's very true.
Hunter's just mad. I love Nisha so much fucking more than him.
I'm not really mad about it. We're going to be okay.
No, but it is true. You're like a product of like the people that you surround yourself with.
And I know that. And that's
like, who the fuck are we?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I don't work out.
No.
Spread the word.
But I do agree. When I'm with someone entirely that's driven or, you know what I mean? Like it, I'm so a product of the person I'm with or people I'm around. Like, that is why I like athletes. So I like really do like the drive. I really do like the like structure because it helps
me a lot.
If anything,
it makes you feel bad too. If, like, I see someone getting up in the morning and they're going to go work out. Like, Nisha will get up at like 8 a.m. and he'll look at me. He's like,
that's the problem. Yeah, I don't want to be in a relationship where I just feel like shit about myself all the time.
No, but I love that shit because nothing works better on me more than pressure.
Yeah,
like I almost like that. Like if someone makes you feel a little uncomfortable with how well they're doing, like that insecurity on my end, like it works well for me.
Yeah.
I'm just that type of person. Like if someone's working 10 times harder than me and they're with me, I'm like, obviously in my head, I'm like, I'm not working hard enough, whatever. But I almost like that feeling gives me more drive.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't know. no, but
I think we should just do a family dinner tonight. Honestly, every night dinner that we've been to since we've been here, we have let an outside source coordinate for us. And every time, first of all, both times we went to the same place. So that's already
way
red flag.
Way too loud. Couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, Dallas restaurants.
It's the worst restaurant. It's like, it's not a restaurant. It's the club with a table.
Dallas restaurants do have very loud music.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to.
I paid $700.
We're going to have to negotiate that with.
Thanks, Daddy.
Yeah, it was great.
No, I don't think that's how it works.
You're right. No. He'll fully be invoicing me.
Fully.
But that, I love but invoicing see, that's Tana. Why, I just invoiced
Kyle,
Tana for like
this,
so much money.
Well, the restaurant vibe here is completely different than Los Angeles. It's kind of like a club vibe. I mean, I love Dallas and for so many reasons, but I would definitely say that the nightlife scene is... It's not that it's bad, it's just so polar to Los Angeles to the point that I'm not sure if I really like it. We were actually just discussing, though, not that everything is great about LA, it's just something we're more used to, but we were just discussing how our favorite restaurant in LA that we love so much, and I've always been like, oh my God, they always seat me in like such a good place and they're so great. Brooke just informed me, very reliable source from how this is happening, we're not going to tell you how though, that and this is a very popular restaurant in LA that every celebrity goes to constantly, and you go in and the vibe is just immaculate, but they fully behind the scenes seat people based on attraction level.
Yeah.
That is true. And it's not always
right by the bathroom too, which is
Hunter Alexander Moreno. So Hunter Alexander Moreno, when I literally eat a dick. Comments are
it is. It's like, it's really interesting. And I'm not sure how many places, I'm sure it's a lot of places in LA that do it. It's like, you seat to like kind of create the vibe. So like my job, I've worked at a couple restaurants in LA and I've been like the maitre d', which is like you kind of decide where everyone goes. And your job is to like build a vibe in the room. And like they won't like say it really with their words, but that basically means like make sure that it's all like kind of young, attractive people. When you first walk in, like the most visible areas of the restaurant are gonna be like the young, like really good looking, like you try to do like middle-aged people so that it's more like, just how you want the restaurant to be like represented.
Like
if somebody comes in like full Vegas like dresses and they're dressed like really inappropriately, we try not to seat them where they're very visible because it's like,
right.
And if you're ugly, no, I'm just
kidding. Well, no, honestly, like
it's
you don't.
Fucked.
The whole idea is that when someone walks in the restaurant, you want them to see like
what's
how
as
the,
pleasing
how,
as right.
yeah.
the eye,
definitely. And that's it's really actually superficial, and it like made me feel like shit all the time.
No, and
when I was like working in
restaurants,
it's
sad
like that.
For sure. That would make me feel like shit working there too. Like I would not like that. I don't think that's great. I guess I am curious to think. Do you guys think that that is a marketing standpoint, or that that is superficial and fucked up?
I think it's both. I think it's superficial and fucked up, but it for sure would work marketing wise. Like if you're walking in a place, you will remember what you saw when you walk in. If you see a bunch of beautiful people when you walk in, you're gonna be like, oh man,
and
maybe blah, blah. But
yeah,
even though it's really fucked
it's
up.
It's interesting though, because that doesn't happen everywhere else. It's such an LA thing.
It is an LA thing, but it's because the celebrity aspect like contributes to it a lot, because like if you have Justin Bieber, like you're seating him at a table that's like most visible, and then you want to make sure that there's other like important people around him so that when he goes, he thinks like, oh, this is like the lit restaurant, and he comes back. And
100%.
Like, there's so much like psychology behind it. Like you're trying to make sure that like everybody's like getting the best experience possible, but it ends up being just really superficial. You don't like kids, 100%. You'll never see kids like right in the front when you walk into a restaurant. You're making sure that they're like in the least visible place.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a child
geriatrics.
In this restaurant. Oh my God, Brooke.
I'm just kidding. I love old people.
Wow.
No, why did I think geriatrics meant like disabled people? So I thought it was way more offensive.
Oh
and I
my
laughed.
God.
Gosh.
No, I'm just kidding. But no, that's like kind of what it is. You like older people, like the older crowds, like people who like are clearly tourists would be like kind of seated elsewhere, whereas like the really trendy, nice LA, like people with money kind of thing.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Word to Hunter. I mean, obviously every time I've ever sat in the very front of the restaurant, I think like, damn, I must look good tonight.
It's awful, but I go into every LA restaurant now knowing exactly what the heck is going on.
But at the same time,
walking you towards the outside, you're like, wait.
I'm like, I know.
Stop.
I've gone to that very same restaurant like that I was working at where, and like I've been seated in really bad places, and I'll just look and I'm like,
I was just going to say that like every time I get seated in the back of that restaurant, I'm like, I should have worn an eyelash. You know what I mean? Like
outfit must suck.
But that's sad. Yeah. Like LA culture definitely affects your mindset, and it's important to be aware of the things like that happen.
A lot of people don't know that. Like probably 99.9% of people don't know that.
No, but it kind of is paying homage to almost the internet space as well, because it's like, for example, people are always posting in that restaurant and everyone looks so hot, and you could think about how famous people are posting there, and then their fans are watching it and they're insecure and they're thinking everyone in LA is so hot and successful, but that's not what it is at all. It's a completely
fabricated, it's created, they make sure that that's how it is.
100%.
And obviously it depends on the day too. If it's like a random Wednesday, like you have to kind of work with what you got. You're going to have like different groups like in the front of the restaurant that like normally wouldn't be able to sit there, maybe on like a Friday night. But like I've had times when like literally like the hugest influencer in the world will come in and she's in an outfit that like you can't wear in the front of the restaurant. So I'd have to seat her somewhere else. It's like, it was a really crazy job.
I would feel so fucked doing that. Mm-hmm.
Today's episode of Canceled is sponsored by Raycon Summer on the Move. Whether it's for work or play, a lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you, take your Raycons with you. Whether you're listening to Drake's new album or Kanye's new album, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go, with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. My favorite thing about Raycons are their 24-hour battery life. You guys know I can't even remember where I live or what my middle name is sometimes, so remembering to charge wireless earbuds isn't always the easiest, and Raycons' 24-hour battery life has my back. Raycon's offering 15% off of all of their products for canceled listeners, and here's what you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Tana. That's buyraycon.com/TANA to get 15% off your entire order. Thank you, Raycon, for sponsoring this podcast and helping me listen to it in some beautiful wireless earbuds.
Well, my favorite thing about this podcast I actually do like is... I mean, my favorite thing to talk about is exposing the secrets of the LA world and the influencer world, because I mean, if I can ever say one thing, and obviously like I fucking facetune the shit out of my shit. So I'm
shocked.
No, I'm definitely
exclusive here on the canceled podcast.
Did you hear that, Daily Mail?
No, I'm definitely the pot calling the kettle black for this, but I still always try to say, even though I am curating a photo to be better sometimes, whether it's due to insecurity or whatever, it all is a highlight reel, everything you see on the internet. Mm-hmm. So being able to pull the curtain back from that is something that is important. And definitely, it's kind of like I'm trying to balance it out. I might facetune the fuck out of my photo, but stay tuned to my podcast where you can see unfacetune me. And
very true. I was very interested by that, because you will refuse to let me post any photos of you ever unfacetune. I have thousands of photos sitting somewhere, but she will repost any fan like paparazzi photos that were just raw, ready to go. I'm like, if you can do that, why don't we just let them ride out?
Well, if you think about it, I can't always control the fan face tune or the paparazzi face tune, but Hunter, you're right here, so you gotta get in as many Hollywood 4 edits.
Hunter
as
and
you
I
can.
Were dying yesterday because she was meeting a group of fans in the pool, and I'm not even kidding, this girl was breaking her back. She looked like the letter C. I was like, there's no way her spine's good.
Like, they were talking, she's like, yeah.
To be fair though,
maybe she is an athlete. I was like, damn.
No, but I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I've definitely had some scandals where I'm not disagreeing with the public and the exposing celeb accounts where, you know, they'll post my psycho face soon and what I really look like in real life. Most of the time they're entirely right. I do look like the before. But there's also times where you're just standing really wonky or you don't look so hot or it's a bad angle or it's something. Yeah. And people take that shit and jerk their cock to it and run with it. You know, they're like, that is what she looks like in real life. Mm-hmm. She could never look good. So I think it's almost like now it's like something, it's like a paranoia in me. I'm not
not going to do this to myself. So if I'm meeting nine people with their phones out, I mean, we met 10 girls in the pool yesterday. Every single one of them had their phone. It was hilarious.
I'm standing there just like, that was pretty wild.
Yeah. Like holding, like haven't breathed in 2 minutes. I haven't taken a fucking breath in 2 minutes. Cause I'm not finna do that to myself. If you catch me slipping, dope. But if I can control it, yeah. I might, you know, perfect. I don't know. I'm sorry, guys. You know,
so what happened the day the team Bryce on God?
I don't know.
What did happen that day?
To be fair,
you let yourself go for 1 second. She's like,
Are you more so talking about the fact that my ass was concaving in the video or that I was embarrassing?
A little bit of both. It's a perfect combination. Very out of character.
Do you actually think so?
I've never seen you do that in my entire life.
I didn't snap. It was more like
a hip hop.
I'm going to try to defend myself for that. I don't know if it's going to make it any better. I was speaking to one paparazzi and there was another paparazzi off camera saying pose for a shot.
She pivoted.
So I was trying to pose for the shot and talk. It's not like I was like, hey. Mm. Like, it's more so that I was like, Team Bryce on God, posing for the shot. But
interesting. I didn't know that. Wow.
That is what happened. I mean, but at the same time, when I think about the Team Bryce situation, I think that will happen to me again. That would happen 10 times out of 10. That's how I speak. I say on right. God constantly. After that scandal, I had to fully, like, I used to say on God for years.
Too much. It was like, time to put that one to bed. So thank you for that.
Thank you guys. Yeah.
It's because it became such a meme, I had to take it out of my vocabulary. I've always said things like that.
What's next, like, out of her vocabulary?
That I'm gonna get, like,
demeanor. Memed. The word demeanor. She's been fucking milking that to the grave.
Throws that in everything now.
She doesn't. It won't even. It'll literally be like an Uber driver. She'll be like, your demeanor.
Right now, it is my absolute favorite word. Just telling people I don't like their demeanor. It actually came from me and Chris, because Chris was just being like, I didn't like his fucking demeanor, and then it just became my.
He's like, what's demeanor?
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding, Chris. I actually love you.
No, Brooke's gonna have a second movie theater moment with Chris.
That's so sorry. Funny. That's not funny to joke about. I'm not even kidding. One night, not long ago, I texted in the group chat and I forget what the context was. It was like, oh, I was posting a vlog, and in my vlog
from Hawaii, yes,
Chris had like a little freestyle and it was awful. I'm gonna just say it. But
what
I was
do you mean?
Like,
it was a great freestyle.
It was Brooke Schofield. That was great. So then I was like telling Kyla, I was like, have you seen that video of Chris on World Star? Like, rapping when he was little. And so I pull it up to show it to her and I send it in the group chat and I'm like, how funny is this? And Tana replies and Tana responds and goes, it's just kind of funny that you're like Googling Chris Miles at midnight. Like, isn't that like a little weird?
I'm toxic.
He was 10 years old. I'm like, what are you
He's literally
upset
10.
About? What are you getting upset about?
Word to Jaden Hossler. I'm like, it's toxic. I'm literally toxic.
Are you kidding? If anyone has ever even looked in Tana's direction anymore, I'm afraid of them because.
No, I mean, okay. Well, I don't think you have to be. First of all, I would gladly
now
share
Now I just asked permission.
Yeah, I know. And gladly I would share a man with you now. I think it'd be fun if we like fuck the same person. We should have a threesome. She would not even be down.
I wouldn't do that.
Well, I wouldn't fuck you. I just want to see how you bust it open.
Last night, you actually asked me to if I would ever be down for an orgy with you. And
who said that?
Tana.
I thought you were talking about me. I was like,
no, come on.
You're like, you know I'm down. Yeah, yeah. But I did say it's not that we would fuck. Right. I would never ever fuck you during an orgy. But I think a group activity, it's kind of like, you know, all of us going swimming. But yeah, except there's genitals.
You go to camp and you do like team building activities.
Exactly. Like I think orgies with your friends are team building. I've had some orgies or foursomes with a lot of my best friends. And I'm not going to lie, some of them definitely made us stronger.
Okay, and what about the other ones?
Very interesting.
Some did not. It's kind of like a gamble. I mean,
prefer not to risk our friendship.
No, but the only way I think our friendship would ever be risked, obviously, is if we literally fucked. Word to Rusty, shouldn't have done that.
My boy, he's coming from the airport tomorrow.
Love you to death. I blame Rusty, iconic best friend, decided that I was in love with him, but I'll always love him, best human ever. I lost my train of thought because I was thinking about Rusty.
I don't want to know how any of my besties busted open.
Really?
Yeah, I'm good.
You wouldn't want to see me like ride a dick like a BMX?
I can picture it.
Not you. Her.
I can picture it. That's what I would be afraid of. I'm not going to have an orgy or a threesome or anyone who's going to perform
at a greater level.
Yeah. I don't want anyone who's going to be swinging from the ceilings if I'm just like being normal.
There was some like community like a bit about this, like going into an orgy and everyone like shows up early and you're just like, all right, who's going to like hop in first? And then like someone finishes too early and you're like,
I mean, no, I would definitely tap out. I would definitely judge you if you finished too early. I mean, I don't like orchestrated orgies. We talked about that on the last podcast. There was one in
line. Yeah, she prefers
me.
To just like fall into an orgy.
No, 100%.
As they do. Yeah. As a normal day at the mall.
y'all heading back over?
100%. Yeah, someone knocking?
100%. I mean, you're right. I don't think that
Someone's knocking. Oh, we might get kicked out. Is this time? A moment?
Oh, wow.
Pretty sexy. Well, guys, I think that it's time for us to not only go to dinner.
I think we should fake it, actually, and end it off with like someone kicking us out of the room.
Leave this in. Hunter Moreno's a fucking liar.
Oh, we're not going to leave it in. I win.
Hunter, we're not going to fake... we're not going to fake the podcast because we're all about to go have an orgy.
Wait, what? Orgy?
Don't you know?
No.
Do you hold this?
Oh, is Nisha about to do it?
Dude, come on, who's out there?
Who is
at the door right now?
I think we're getting kicked out of the W.
All that free promo and they can't extend your room one day.
I know.
But because they probably literally want nothing to do with me promoting them. I think that if I'm ever gonna get a hotel brand deal, it's gonna be from like Motel 6. Baby.
Oh my god, Nisha, wait, can you take a real pic like that so I could post
Yeah, no, Brooke,
it?
You should totally do
Anyways,
that.
Anyways,
right
guys,
now.
It's been a great podcast.
It's a really cute picture.
I've enjoyed Dallas. You guys are all great. I'm gonna miss you so much when I leave. And I love you guys tremendously.
Well, we're all gonna go have an orgy now.
You're not gonna do that.
And I will see you guys maybe Hunterless. Maybe. I don't know. We might be in New York for the next podcast.
There we go. Catch you guys somewhere.
But Hunter's we hope you enjoyed. We hope you all enjoyed this episode of Canceled live from Dallas, Texas. I think it's very fun to do things in the element too and talk about them as they're happening because we want you guys to feel like you're here with us. And speaking of feeling here with us, whenever you are angry about a guest or a feeling or you want to leave hate comments, just know I'm not, but Brooke's reading every single one. We will gladly discuss.
I see you. I hear you. I love you.
Well, now I just look like a cunt. I read some comments, just not everyone. But I mean, we wanna always make the podcast better.
Yes.
So it's like I never want people to feel like they're hating on it, and it's like, oh, the next episode's gonna fucking suck, because I think that taking your constructive criticism is a good thing. If you're ever like a narcissistic little influencer and you just think everyone's wrong whenever they're coming for you, when will you ever grow?
Couldn't agree more.
So stay canceled, stay gorgeous, stay sexy, and stay single.
All the above.
I will talk to you guys. We will talk to you guys in the next episode of Canceled.
Yes, adios. Wait, no. What's the
Texas version?
Yeah.
But there isn't one. It's like howdy.
See y'all later.
Ciao.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
Fandom Mojo is canceled.
ADWE Talent Production.